JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in our program today, police and church join forces against crime in Hanover, and later Basil Rowe shares a glimpse of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us. Hundreds of residents of Hanover joined with the local police on New Year's Day on a 6-mile trek from Pell River to Green Island to register their stance against crime and violence in the parish and to show solidarity with the law enforcement officers. The march, under the Ministry of National Security's Unite for Change initiative, was led by congregants of churches in the Caldwell Division in collaboration with the Hanover Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. It also attracted support from police youth clubs, neighborhood watches, citizens associations, and other community groups. Their message was, one murder is one too many, one rape is one too many, one domestic violence is one too many. The marchers sang and prayed as they made stops in districts such as Caldwell, Friendship, and Prospect. Pastor of the Calvary Gospel Assembly Church of God in Caldwell, Reverend Grant, who is spearheading the Unite for Change program in Hanover, told Roundabout JA that the march was aimed at uniting well-thinking parishioners in the fight against crime and violence, indiscipline on the roadways, child abuse, domestic disputes, among other concerns.
We want to show this monster that the church is not comfortable with what he is doing in this island.
Head of the Hanover Community Safety and Security Branch, Deputy Superintendent Sharon Beeput, says the march was part of the police's efforts to win public support for their crime-fighting initiatives in the parish. She says starting in February, there will be a number of follow-up projects in the communities that participated in the march, with a focus on areas regarded as crime hotspots such as Green Island, Johnstown, and Montpelier.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
One of the national strategies on the security and safety for Vision 2030 Jamaica is to strengthen the capacity of communities to participate in creating a safe and secure society. Play your part. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for further information. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
The things I used to do as a child, like eat and so, are the arrowroot porridge. It's a root thing, like a ginger, and when dried, beaten, and made into porridge. And then also the dried grated corn.
Oh, my name is Basil Rowe. I'm from St. James, a place called Stonehenge.
Do you have a fond memory of back in the day or some interesting facts about our Jamaican culture? Share them with the rest of Jamaica. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Peace and love every time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.